I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports in Southwest Wisconsin. The SWAL All-Conference Volleyball selections have been announced this week. Mineral Point went undefeated, going with 7 matches won during the league. Cuba City was second at 6-1, Southwestern 5-2, Fenimore 4-3, Darlington 3-4, Riverdale 2-5, Iowa Grant 1-6, and Boscobel 0-7 on the season. All league selections, first of all from Cuba City, Maya Miski, Emerson Niles, and Allie Ingersoll. Darlington's Lily Ritchie, Maddie Gratz as well, and Fenimore's Brooklyn Ritchie and Briley Zink, Iowa Grant's Layla Ritchie, and from Mineral Point, Maddie Cabot, Bryn Swenson, Ava Ingwell, and Kinley Prust, from Southwestern, Alyssa Shelliam. And Riverdale freshman Riley Kinney makes the first team, a freshman setter, outside hitter for the Chieftains. Honorable mention SWAL volleyball players include from Boscobel, junior Kylie Johnson, who was a setter for the Bulldogs this year, and Macy McKay, a senior from Riverdale, who was an outside hitter for the Chieftains. Also making the honorable mention squad, Cheyenne Hodaker and Savannah Krieger, Cuba City, Fenimore's Kaylee Chaplou, and Rhiannon Nelson-Hahn, Quinn Hepper from Iowa Grant, and Megan Repsch of Southwestern. Special awards were given to the Player of the Year, Mineral Point's Maddie Cabot, and the Coach of the Year, Carrie Cabot from the Pointers. More as we look back on the season for the Richland Center Hornet football team. I had the chance to talk to Coach Andy Troxell about the Hornets' season, which took them to the first round of the playoffs.
We were able to do some things that, you know, were part of our preseason goals, and we checked those boxes. So I was happy with some individual performances. It's always nice to have a little more team success, you know. So you finish the season 4-6, you know, I would have hoped to, you know, have a little more on the win column there. But, you know, we had some tough opponents this year, you know, and we fought in a lot of those contests, and some went our way and some didn't, you know. But that's just the way high school football goes. But, you know, I mean, to have an offense, you know, that was able to produce quite a bit, I mean, that's always nice. Anytime you have a 1,400-yard rusher, that's always a good testament to your backs and your offensive line and how that goes. You know, and then defensively, I feel like some of the all-conference nods that we got, you know, really showed kind of our ability to put forth really competitive kids on the field, right, in a competitive game plan. So overall, you know, it's nice. You know, I think we're still one of the competitive teams in the SWC. You know, we made the playoffs for the second straight year. You know, that's always kind of a barometer of how are you doing, you know, within the region. So I was happy with how everything shook out.
I was going to ask you about the Lancaster game. Was that kind of the crown jewel of the season, or what did you look at?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, I mean, typically with our schedule in the SWC, I don't know if it happens to everybody else, but we usually get the top teams in the conference right out of the gate. You know, so to come back after that close Potosi loss, right, and then go down to Lancaster where things don't typically go in our favor down there, and you come out of there with a win, you know, especially a last-second win, was good. And for sure, that's going to be a memory that these kids hold on to for the rest of their lives.
And I guess for those that remain, the underclassmen, you probably start looking at some weight room times and everything right now, don't you?
Yeah. Actually, as a staff, we've kind of already gone through and we've looked at, okay, what does next year look like with our personnel? You know, and some of those we're going to have to get a little creative, you know, but others, they've been ready for this. We've been training and developing them, you know, for this opportunity. So really, there's not a lot of holes to fill, which is always good, because you never know year to year what that kind of looks like. And those kids now know that it's their time. It's their opportunity. And so that is a big carrot, you know, with their off-season development that they need to get in the weight room. You know, nothing's going to be handed to them, but the opportunity is there if they want to maximize it and have more team success as we go into the 26th campaign.
Richland Center football coach Andy Troxell, as his team prepares now for the off-season. Church League volleyball matches that went on last night and matches set up for tonight include at 6:30, Church of the Nazarene 2 will play Richland Baptist Temple 3, 7:15, Lighthouse Chapel against Free Methodist Team 1. At 8 o'clock, Beulah Wesleyan plays Richland Baptist Temple 4. At 8:45, Santa Maria against Grace Community. And then at 9:30, Richland Baptist Temple Team 5 plays Boscobel Assembly of God at the Richland Center Community Center. Major Bowling League action, week 10 of 32. The series high, L&M Salvage, 34-50. Frazier Home Improvement, 33-48. Cardinal CG, 33-27. L&M Salvage had an 11-87 game. Vanity Fur Grooming, 11-86. And Frazier Home Improvement, 11-52. Top series, Kirk Bartow, 6-52. Greg Shep, 6-47. Terry Wheaton, 6-13. And the top game, Terry Wheaton with a 2-45. Derek Calland with a 2-40. Kirk Bartow, a 2-34 in the Major Bowling League. Defenses dominated last night of Monday Night Football as the Packers lost 10-7 to Philadelphia. The game was scoreless at halftime. The Eagles had a 10-0 lead in the fourth quarter before running back Josh Jacobs put Green Bay on the scoreboard with a 6-yard run. The Packers had a final shot at tying the score in the closing seconds, but a Brandon McManus field goal attempt from 64 yards out was no good. In the game, certainly there were some things that Philadelphia did well defensively, and Josh Jacobs says he knew that they knew what the Packers were going to run late in the game.
Fourth and one, they called out our play. We ran it like four times. They called it out. Got a good draw, push. The clock was going out. We kind of snapped it fast, faster than we wanted to, and they made a play. I tried to pitch the ball back to Jordan. This is where the fumble came. But, you know, at that point, you playing backyard football. It's fourth down. So, that's kind of how it went.
And also, Jordan Love talked about where they go from here.
Definitely frustrating, you know, as an offense. Like I said, it's where we just got to look ourselves in the mirror and find ways to keep improving and keep figuring out what we've done good and what we're not doing as good of a job right now. And just keep working, but it's definitely frustrating.
And Coach Matt LaFleur reflected on the loss.
When you look at it, just a lot of those situational ball, we just weren't clean. Whether it was penalties, there was a drop there on a fourth down. I always look at myself first and foremost. Are we putting the guys in the right plays? Do we have opportunities to throw completions? They played soft zone the majority of the game. I would say in the second half, they started to man us up a little bit more, and they're just kind of waiting for you to mess up. And unfortunately, we messed up way too many times.
Green Bay tries to snap the losing streak in New York against the Giants. Coming up Sunday, the Bucs trailed for most of the game before coming from behind last night at Dallas, 116-114. The Mavs had a 9-point lead after three periods. Then they were outscored 37-26. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee with 30 points, and Kyle Kuzma came off the bench to score 26. Rookie Cooper Flagg had 26 for Dallas. The Bucs are back in action Wednesday at Charlotte against the Hornets. The Badger men's basketball team jumps up two spots to number 22 in the USA Today coaches poll that was released yesterday. The AP poll ranked the Badgers 24th after a week that saw them claim two lopsided victories, one against Campbell and the other against Northern Illinois. The Badgers are back on the court tonight at home against Ball State. And last night, the Badger women's team picked up an in-state victory against UW-Milwaukee, 75-46. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.